Welcome back to Dice Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Roger playing Arendere.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Taluga.
All right, real spicy one last time, folks. Let's get right into our recap, and then we'll start our episode. Last time on Dicey Situations, the battle continued against the Mind Flayer bounty hunter Anton Dresden. Though Taluga may have thwarted his escape with a well-timed punch, the fight was far from over. While Glebnor and Taluga swarmed Anton, Theo did his best to take out the Gnarljack before it could make a coin out of Reggie. Things began to look dire when a well-placed musket shot from the bounty hunter nearly killed Taluga, but a powerful hammer swing from Glebnor knocked out Dresden and put the Chaos crew back in the fight. Reggie was able to escape the Gnarljack with a dimension door, leaving Theo free to unload some rounds into the psionic chomping trap. All that remained was Anton's loyal hound, who surprised everyone with his frosty breath, turning Taluga into an unwilling ice sculpture. A spray of healing slurp was able to thaw out the plope and allowed Taluga an opportunity to use the Mind Flayer's musket against the hound. A well-placed hammer swing from Glebnor was enough to finally defeat Dresden's dog, ending the battle and giving the Chaos crew an opportunity to rifle the bounty hunter's pockets. Theo put a final shotgun blast into Anton, but not before the Mind Flayer warned them that he would not be the last bounty hunter on the hunt for Arendere. We join the gang now at the Dreadfuel Depot, recovering from their battle and brainstorming ways to revive Arendere and Petch from their soul coin prisons. All right, gang, we find the Chaos crew surrounding the smoldering Mind Flayer vehicle. What's up, guys? What'd you like to do?
How smoldering?
It did get punched by a giant crab arm, flipped over, didn't blow up, which was surprising considering how many grenades were attached to it when it flipped. It's looking pretty rough. I think you guys last time said you were going to be pushing it into the garage.
Yeah. So yes. What do I need to do to push this into the garage?
Get a quick athletics check, Glebnor.
Kind of give him the help action.
Yeah. You guys kind of, Theo, you try to do your best to help Glebnor just kind of shove this thing into the garage.
Nat 20.
You go to help Theo, and before
I turn into a fucking wrecker, like a flatbed tow truck.
No, you're the, at airports, the little auto walkway. Just you form an auto walkway under it.
Wow, Glebnor, that is really helpful. Petch was right. Maybe you should work here.
Oh, speaking of Petch,
Reggie's eyes fall crestfallen.
Why'd you say that?
I got him right here in the map case.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty beat up. Maybe we should take a rest and try to figure out what we should do next.
He definitely didn't trash his apartment.
No, that place probably still nice.
We could play FIFA. One last FIFA.
Well, I don't know. It would feel kind of disrespectful to play FIFA after we've lost our friend. Like one game, but
should we swing into the store and see if there's any snacks intact?
Well, we got to make sure we pay, though.
In snacked. We're paying with our revival of him.
I'm not going to take nothing without paying for it.
Take a penny, leave a penny, I guess, right?
Exactly.
Can I get a real quick perception check from you three, if you wouldn't mind?
It's a nice 12.
A 14.
It's a hearty 21.
Oh, perfect. So while Glebnor and Theo go into the depot to kind of rifle for some snacks, as you're about to go into Luga, you can hear scratching coming from inside of your 18-wheeler, like on the back of the door.
Thank God we're in the depot.
Okay, hold on. I go knock on the back. Guys, what's going on back there?
Father! Father, the crabs are looking at me weird!
I open it up immediately. Corpor, what happened?
Luga actually pops out.
Luga!
The crabs are eyeing me strange, Father. I was hiding inside. It didn't seem like it was going well out there.
No, we showed them what for, but we lost a couple of friends.
Did Gorpor make his way back after launching Taluga?
Yeah, I forgot that Gorpor was out there.
Yeah, he's out in the desert.
Yeah. Gorpor finally runs up.
Hey, boss, how'd it go?
All around win. We lost some, but, it's still a net positive for now.
Can I get one more perception check, Taluga, now that you've opened up the back of the truck?
9.
Okay. You can see that the back of the truck is completely covered in spider webs. And it looks like there's like some creatures that are kind of cocooned up in the spider web.
I'm sorry, Father. I know you trust the bone crabs, but I got a little nervous.
Were they free?
Well, they were kind of looking to get out of their enclosure. And I figured I'm not trying to get a horrible bone disease. So I just wrapped them up.
You didn't touch them, did you?
Oh, no. I shot a bunch of webs at them. They weren't happy about that, but...
Okay, well, hold on. I gotta go handle this conversation.
And I go to wipe the sweat with my newfound arm.
Yeah, as you go to wipe the sweat off your arm, as you put your hand up, a tentacle comes loose from the musket and dabs your forehead.
Oh, thank you. And I pet the gun.
Yeah, you look down and yeah, this Mind Flayer musket has grafted itself to your forearm.
Well, I'll worry about that later. You seem to be nice so far. Who's your good gun?
And purrs gently in your hand.
I don't know how you do that, but anyways.
Is there any way Theo and I can see what's happening? Are we fully like in
you
the
guys
snacks?
Are fully just loading up bags full of chips and candy bars and stuff.
Shit.
All right, I go. Guys, I heard you wanted more space.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Yeah. What's this?
You know, it sounded like there was a lot going on out there, and we kind of thought, oh no, maybe they're dead, so we'll kind of get the whole truck.
Uh-huh.
It's really a total misunderstanding.
Yeah?
We talked to your daughter. She assured us you'd be back soon. She did web us up, which, you know, I get it. I get it. But, you know, if you could cut us down,
I'm going to make this clear. Leopold, cock yourself real quick. I named the gun Leopold.
I hate you. The gun cocks and gets ready.
You hear that?
Yeah. No, I hear it. I'm hearing you.
Do you?
Listen, this was just a total misunderstanding.
Total misunderstanding, huh?
We just kind of assumed that if you guys weren't going to come back, we would get the rest of the truck.
That's not how that works. It goes to my next in kin, and that's my daughter. Well, my son and my daughter, but my son was out there, so he... You know,
see, all eight of Luga's eyes kind of squint at the crabs. It's my truck if he dies, just so you know.
You'll never die, father.
Yes, Luga, go see what the guys are doing real quick.
All right.
She leaps from the back of the truck and scutters into the store. Where's Petch?
Oh, brother, what's wrong?
Petch. Oh, God. I'm going to reach into the map case and pull out his little coin.
Oh, no. That horrible squid face man do that?
Yeah! You saw that dude?
Well, we saw him pull in. He looked pretty sketchy, so I kind of just figured I'd kind of hang out in the truck, and then I heard a lot of kerfuffle.
Smart. Wait, in the truck?
Well, yeah, I was in the back of the 18-wheeler.
The crabs are okay? They're not fucking with you?
They gave me some weird looks, so I webbed them, but they seem fine now. Father's talking to them.
Is that the best course of action? Theo?
You know how he gets.
I mean, we're not going to be able to stop him from talking to the crabs, so...
You know
your father.
We had them. Did he cut him down yet?
Yeah. How are you doing in there? Do you end up cutting him down to Luga?
Oh, I'm putting him down all the other side.
You're killing the crabs?
They tried to take our truck.
Okay.
No one takes the truck away from my family.
I'm going to turn my attention
to the truck.
It's time
to say goodnight.
Can Glebnor and Theo make perception checks?
I mean, you gave me a gun.
21.
9.
Theo, you're still in the middle of talking to Luga, but Glebnor, you hear 3 loud musket shots ring out from the back of the truck.
Zippy sip over to the truck.
Daddy! What?
You're okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. We sorted it out.
Is that crab blood?
No!
Can I drink it?
Deception check to Luga?
No. I mean, I don't know why you want to drink it. I'm going to leave it as a 5.
Oh, I got a 7 on my inside.
Oh, fuck. I should have guidance.
Toluga is covered in bony crab viscera as he walks out of the back of the 18-wheeler.
Daddy, don't touch me.
What?
You're covered
you're the
in
one
them.
You're the one that wanted to drink it.
Yeah, but now I can see crab bits.
Nonsense.
I see crustacean shells.
No, you don't. They're in webs.
Yeah, you look by Toluga and kind of... Dangling from, like, these little cocoons is just a bunch of these bone crabs with holes in them.
Do we know if the disease was, like, negated when they die?
Listen, I can't really hear anything right now, son. Disease? I just shot a musket in this enclosed space. So I'm going to drag these garbage bags out into the desert to bury them.
Put your gloves on!
One constitution saving throw, if you wouldn't mind,
No, I'm not. I got a 21.
It was a 22 to beat it.
You can see that the all this weird blood on you, because of your slick skin, just beads off like a wetsuit.
You didn't know I was a hydrophobic surface, did you?
I didn't.
Okay. Well, yeah.
After a quick crab burial, what do you guys like to do?
Yo, Gorbor!
Yeah!
Truck's back open.
Oh, yeah, I can really stretch out, finally!
Does that leave us room for the other car?
Yeah, if we drive the buggy, we can probably push the car
in.
Yeah,
give me like an inside check. So you guys kind of check on the circumference of your truck now.
Well, it'd be the area.
The area. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry.
Or the volume. 17. Yeah. Probably more accurately, the volume.
So Luga jumps up and kind of removes all.
I got a 26.
Webs. Yeah, you guys got plenty of room in here now for a dune buggy, and if you were able to repair it, a brand new whip.
Should we leave the whip here?
Blibli, you want to leave your new whip here, or you want to bring it in the truck?
I mean, Petch is the best mechanic.
Well, isn't it the elementals that were the mechanic?
Who do they work for?
Well, true. We should probably get it fixed up first. I don't know how much.
I'm just worried. What if someone else comes by and sees
shut the door.
The sick new whip in the.
We'll shut the garage door.
But I mean.
Did you see a garage door open?
There's
anywhere?
A broken window. They might just come barging in.
It's true. What if we leave a sign?
It says closed for repair?
I could set up like an alarm spell in case anyone tries to break in the night.
You can do that?
Yeah. I kind of always forget about it, but. It would make it more secure.
We never had to, son. You always draped yourself around.
That's true. Wait a minute.
I usually feel pretty safe.
What good does that do us if it goes off and we're miles away?
Oh, I'll hear it. Well, I figure we'll be sleeping upstairs in Petch's very nice apartment.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was thinking more about like when we go off to see the wizard.
We gotta board up the broken window. So I'm gonna go do that.
I'll help.
I mean, I did jump through it.
You guys can make some very quick survival checks to see how well of a job you do boarding up this depot.
13.
5.
17.
Looks okay. Theo, you're like, no one's taking my new car. So you actually find like a little padlock and you're able to lock up the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look over and Glebnor and Saluga have put up like just like a very small piece of like 2x4 over the broken window. It doesn't look great. It looks fine, but you know. They've done their best.
It's all you can ask for.
Yep. Anyways, I'm going to make a necklace out of that guy's coin.
Should we go take the keys out of the whip?
As a safety precaution? Good plan.
Yeah, you don't want to accidentally start it in that state.
It could blow up.
Yeah.
As you go to grab the keys, Theo, can I just get a quick perception check?
The car grafts to your body. You're now a transformer.
It's a nat 20 for a 27.
As you go to take the keys, you see the little metallic hermit crab that is attached to the back of the car quickly scans your body and attunes to you. You are now the owner of this vehicle.
Hell yeah.
It's imprinting on him.
Yeah, basically.
No one liked my crab, but...
His crab does cool shit.
You paint some flames and a magnet on the other one. Everyone loves that crab.
It's fine, Toluga. It's fine. They got a rest. I am exhausted.
Yeah, Leopold, let's go find some snacks. I'm really beat up.
Why don't you put the gun down? You don't got to carry it the whole... Like,
why
get
not?
A holster.
Why do I want to put it down, huh?
Oh, boy.
Get a holster like mine. You don't have to carry it all the time.
Do I look like I have room for holsters with this much cake?
Yes.
I do? I never knew.
Yeah, despite
there's
your
a lot of
hips.
Surface area there. So you can get... You know.
I just thought because I couldn't put my hands in the pockets because my legs are just so big.
No, doesn't work that way.
Oh, is it outside of a pocket?
It is.
Oh.
It's like an outside pocket.
Whoa.
You're blowing my mind right now.
We could also stick it in the bag.
Also,
the other.
I don't know where my arm stops and the gun begins.
Yeah, can Theo and Klebnor make quick medicine checks?
As I try to open a
it's
bag
a nat
of
one.
I try to open 16? A bag of chips with my gun on.
Let me How help do you, Daddy.
Hold on, I think I got this. Leopold, do you think you can give me a hand or a tentacle?
Yeah, as you're trying to open the chips, the tentacle kind of help easily peels away the little bag of chips
oh my
for you.
God.
I got a 16.
It looks like this thing has definitely grafted itself onto Toluga's arm.
Daddy?
As it's feeding me chips with its tentacle.
That is
so nice.
Part of you, it looks like. Look at the top, like closest to your elbow.
I look at my elbow.
Yeah, it's kind of in there.
Oh, man, it's really in there. It's going to make... You going to be okay if I punch stuff with you, or...
Animal handling check?
12.
As you go to make a fist, The tentacle stays wrapped around your arm, but the like gun and barrel part kind of flips up and almost attaches itself to like your bicep. So you will be able to freely punch, and then if you need to, kind of whip the gun down into your hand.
Oh my god! I don't think I need a holster. I'm just doing this. Like, I know you had your gun trick, Theo, but look at this. Ha! Ha!
It's pretty sick, but it's squelching a lot. It's quick, quick,
quick, quick. Mind flare tech is gross.
Yeah, I think like I kind of like it.
I think I'm going to pass on the mind flare tech.
Yeah, probably good to play him. No.
This is my kind of weird. He's got anything else in that trunk? Maybe I could get another one.
You can make like an investigation check.
Yeah, search the car.
Investigation, you say?
The hermit crab was described as attached to the car, correct?
Yeah, it's like a piece of the back of the vehicle.
It's part of the car?
Yeah.
14?
Okay. 14, yeah, you kind of rifle through the trunk. You can see that there are some disguise kits. It seems like maybe if the mind flare
fake mustaches.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got those weird glasses that have the weird nose and the mustache.
Groucho Marx glasses.
Yes. Groucho Marx is canonically a part of Iona.
Is there a bald cap in there?
Let me see. I try to. Is this one? It's just a banana hammock. No, that's definitely not.
I think that's his beach attire.
Ooh, I'm in the wrong pockets.
But yeah, not too much else.
Would I have been able to find, like, you know, he had the, like, a list of, like, a bounty booklet thing?
Yeah.
Would I have found that?
Yeah, definitely. That would have, like, kind of come free during the fight. You do find a bunch of bounties. You find all three bounties of the Chaos Crew, and then you do find Arendir's, that, like, lists a litany of violent crimes against the, Knights of Corellus.
That's concerning. Oh, well, he seems nice, just a little...
Singular
zealous.
Focus.
Yeah, he's just really gung-ho about Bleebly, aren't we all? Yeah.
I'm a zealot.
He takes it a little further.
We're accepting
of everybody. He's accepting of only...
Do you guys think maybe we could communicate with R&D and save the coin?
Oh, let me try. Can I see the coin?
Yeah, hold on.
All right, let me see. And I, like, put my face into it. Come on!
Worked with Theo's dream. Why not the coin?
Make a religion check?
That's a 10.
Okay.
The coin, nothing happens. We all get to go take a nap real quick.
There's just like a strange hum around the coin. And you can feel that there is a like, you'll be able to connect with it magically. And you can kind of hear the sounds of Arendir's battle cry from within the coin.
Ooh. Maybe I need a nap before trying this again.
Okay. Yeah, maybe rest up and then... I mean, they did say in Kerof that all you need to do to undo these coins is a revivify. Revivify is basically just asking a god to bring someone back.
Oh, Bleebs. Sorry,
Bleebs. That's right here.
Yeah?
Are we at that point yet? Can you...
Can we try in the morning?
People?
I mean, I probably need a little bit of rest, but then I could probably, you know...
Yeah, you're like the best god we know.
I'm going to shake my trash bag filled with snacks.
All right, yeah.
Did you pay for those?
Yeah, I left money on the counter.
Where's the money on the counter?
Go look.
I go to look.
I'm going to run upstairs.
You hear a gunshot, son?
Yeah, you look at the counter, Taluga, and there's just like an IOU poorly written in crayon on the counter.
I'm going to bolt upstairs and grab him by his gooey ear.
You took all my money. How was I supposed to pay?
You should have asked nicely.
We can ask Petch in the morning. You can see little Reggie is kind of setting up his alarm spell.
What do you mean?
We'll get them back. We're going to figure it out.
In the morning?
Well, I thought we were going to rest and then try to use Theo's magical god powers.
Okay.
He's got it.
I need a nap, Daddy.
I mean, me too.
We got shot a lot.
I mean, I didn't, but you guys did.
Yeah.
Did I?
Don't get shot. It's not fun.
Yeah, it doesn't seem good.
You know, I forgot. Did I get shot?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I did?
Yes.
I look at my chest. Oh, I did.
Yeah. He put like a whole hole in you.
What happened to it?
The slurp fixed you right up, buddy.
Oh, man, that's some good slurp.
All right, well, let's go upstairs. We'll just enjoy the apartment for the night. Sleep on the very comfy leather sofas. And then, yeah, in the morning, we'll give it a whirl.
Probably the best option we got at this point.
Yeah, right. I don't really know any other clerics around here, so, I mean, I don't want to try to get all the way to this next place without Arendir. He's kind of become, like, pretty key to our survival, so, you know.
He's a precocious little scamp.
He is a scamp.
I mean, and we're supposed to be going to Corellus because you got to go to college, right?
Yeah, I gotta go to college.
Well, plus we have to give them back their stuff that I took off the dead bodies.
But the thing is, if we go to Corellus with Arendir, isn't that bounty gonna be... We're gonna have to use that disguise kit that we saw.
Oh, yeah, the glasses and the ball cap.
Yeah, we'll just put the mustache on him.
And I think Corellus is pretty far away. We're gonna probably have to stop at that Bad Kali place first.
Oh, wait, I thought that the other college that I was told to go.
Well, I think we were told that Bad Kali has many wizard colleges in it, but
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
More college, the better,
this area. You know, everything's kind of just getting all jumbled.
Described as the city of colleges.
Yeah. So I think... That's perfect for me.
Lots of book learning there.
Yeah, I gotta go take the classes. I gotta speed through my degree.
Yeah, we'll do put you on like an accelerated program. It'll be fine. All right, well...
Hey, Tim.
All right, so I think we'll kind of do it. You guys can get your long rests in. I know I kind of beat the hell out of you. Everyone could take a long rest.
I'd like to try and wake up earlier and mind meld into Arendir's corp.
Okay, sure. Wake up in the morning just as the sun is rising. I think for funsies, we'll say that you guys have laid out the soul coins of your fallen friends on this little coffee table. There's Arendir's coin, the pair of the Earth Elemental Mechanics, and Petches are kind of sitting in a circle on the table. Yeah, go ahead and make another religion check, Deluga.
Come on, brain, don't fail me now. I believe in my god, Bleebly. Good old Bleebs. That's a 21.
Okay. You get up first and you try to like sort of call to Bleebly, who's literally just napping like 5 feet away from you, to return your friend to life. With a 21, there is a strange like crackle of holy magic as you focus on Arendir's coin.
Does that wake us up?
Your eyes kind of roll back and you astral project into the coin.
I'm going in!
Glebnor and Theo, can I get perception checks as you guys wake up?
25.
9?
Is the gun in control on my body?
Theo, you shake Glebnor awake as you see that Teluga appears to be unconscious, and there's this like glowing white tendril of light from his forehead into the soul coin.
That's new.
No, has he done that before?
No. Wait. No.
Teluga, drop the gun! Oh, no. This isn't good. He's already in there. Okay, what would he have done? Okay, quick, Glebnor, pray to Theo. Oh, wait, let's hold hands. I feel like that's what they do in most spells. Okay, here, give me your hands.
Okay.
Okay, and then hold Teluga's hand. Okay, Theo, you hold his other hand. I'll be the little bridge between you guys. Okay.
Am I supposed to pray to me?
Yeah.
Our Bleebly,
who art here.
Hallowed be thy gun.
Hallowed be thy gun. The dry be gone. The wet floods in.
Ponytails for all.
Ponytails for all.
Can you two make religion checks for me?
You just hear Tuluga in your mind. You guys are bad at this.
Extremely bad.
It's a 3.
15.
Okay, there is this rush of godly energy that swirls around this apartment. If you were a true god, immediately Arendir would have popped right back up and everything would have been fine. But you're kind of a little ghetto right now.
Yeah.
So this crackling, swirling holy energy spins around the room.
Theo, I think you're doing it!
As the three of you are sucked into this coin, you also astral project inside. Can you two make perception checks as your bodies go unconscious? And again, these holy tendrils kind of go into the coin. And there's a little circle of you all around this table full of coins as you project into the... I guess we're going to call it Arendir's Purgatory.
17?
22.
Okay. You two immediately land in this dark, strange forest.
There are bits.
Go back to back.
Yeah, you guys get back to back. Make perception checks now that you're inside. Actually, you guys just made perception checks, right?
Yep.
I'm sorry. You can tell how much I love perception checks where I'm calling. I'm like, make another one and another one. As you go back to back, you bump into each other kind of strange. The first thing you realize, Theo, is that Glimmer's body isn't that gooey. You turn around. And what you assume to be Glebnor, because you heard his voice come out of it, you'd see that there's a handsome, kind of buff elven man standing behind you.
You.
Oh, are you using your disguise thing?
No.
Glimner, you look and...
Whoa!
Theo kind of looks like Theo, but his hair is blonde. His ponytail's loose and he has long blonde hair, big floppy elven ears. He's kind of waifish, but he has like, he looks like he's wearing like full elven gear.
What happened to your coat and your hair?
I check my hair.
And your ears?
As you go to check your hair, you see that you have big, long elven ears.
What? How the hell did this happen?
And can I get a performance check from Taluga?
Is he ahead of us, I would imagine.
Yeah, he got here first.
Ooh, that's a two.
You can see that standing across from you in this little strange, like, sort of like clearing in the forest, you assume to be Taluga. Looks like a beautiful elven woman with large fishy lips is standing in the clearing with you. You all appear to be elves.
Guys, what's going on?
Daddy?
You guys are weird. Let's go find Arendir. What?
Do you have a mirror?
No.
Well, you should get one.
But where am I going to find one?
I don't know. You're good at that.
That's true. Nature checks three of you real quick.
Is this to find the mirror? It's a four. 18?
Nat 20.
Okay. You look over and there's this, I mean, it's pretty dark in the middle of the night, but there is moonlight kind of illuminating the forest. And there's a brook kind of separating the bit of the, there's like a stream kind of going through the forest here. And you all look down into the stream and you can see your reflection in it. Glemnor, you're like a buff elven man. It seems that Theo is a kind of a traditional, like, sort of like elven archer. I keep saying wayfish, but there's really no way to describe an elven man to me. And yeah, Taluga seems to be some kind of beautiful elven cleric.
I'm beautiful.
Theo.
Yeah?
Check your guns.
I go for my guns.
You guys don't have your normal gear on you. You look... Theo, you have a longbow on your back, a pair of short swords at your hip. Glebnor, you're holding a large double-bladed scimitar. And again, you have a longbow as well. Taluga, you're kind of clad in like elven cleric regalia. You have the symbol of Corella on your chest. You also have like a short bow on your back. You're definitely like still in like cleric garb. So you feel like you're definitely in the body of a cleric of some kind.
I'm just a cleric, guys. What's going on?
And then,
did you look in the stream?
Yeah, I'm beautiful. It's what I always see in the morning.
And then you hear kind of rustling in the woods.
I don't know about that.
You hear like rustling in the woods behind you.
Guys, I think something's wrong.
And walking out of the bushes, just a very short and squat elf. The ears go out like at a crazy angle, super wide. See Reggie's like, I hate this. I made the flesh. This is weird. He's just, it's like a little chubby, strange looking elven man.
I'm going to poke him in the tum.
Don't do that, Glamnor. I'm freaking out. I don't like this.
You just enjoy it while it lasts. Come on, guys. It's like you never astral projected before. Let's go find Arendir now.
I've never astral projected.
Were you going to that dream realm?
Yeah, but I'm asleep.
But you can't... Whatever.
Where the hell are we?
We're in the coin.
Why is Arendir's coin a scary dark forest full of mists?
Where the hell's Arendir?
We gotta go find him.
Okay, perception or survival checks. It's this little gang of weird-looking elves stand in the woods here.
12 perception?
You said perception or survival. Will either one give something different?
Perception will be what you hear in the distance. Survival will be your ability to get there quickly.
I was going to say, I got a 24 survival.
Okay, perfect.
I got a 24 survival as well.
Okay, awesome. In the distance, you can hear the sounds of battle deeper in the woods. And I will say with those survival checks, you can see that there are paths in the forest that lead deeper into the woods. But you do very distinctly hear the sounds of battle. Not too far away. What do you guys like to do?
Ride me, Daddy!
Well, hold on.
Can you do that still?
Does Clebno shit his pants?
Con save?
Con save.
Nat 20!
Damn it!
Iron Sphincter lives on!
Yeah. Despite how hard you're pushing on your pelvic floor, you are able to remain tight. And you can see, as you said, ride me, Reggie instinctively went to jump on your back and is just hanging on your back. Oh, like, this feels weird now. I'm gonna get
like
down.
A little Yoda.
He does look like a little Yoda.
Oh, sorry. I'll just
why don't we just do it the old-fashioned way, I guess. But real quick, I want to see if I could do something.
Sure.
I'm gonna try and astral project a glizzy. In case Aaron Deer is too far gone, we have to remind him where he belongs. He seemed to really like the tube meat.
I can't even turn into a fan to waft it.
But it's like a dream. You just gotta hang.
Religion check, Toluga?
Is he making mind glizzies?
Damn it. It's almost an 18.
Mind glizzies.
Now it's just an 8.
You're like really focusing.
It's crud glizzy.
And there's just like a wicked floppy damp hot dog in your hand.
Guys, I need some energy. Give me your strength.
You can definitely tell that the bun was steamed.
I need your strength, guys.
Help action?
I guess. We can't give them that. He'll never get back to himself.
He'll hate us more. For 25.
You focus your powers together.
Make a really nice looking glizzy for your friend Arendir.
All right, I pocket this in my chest pocket.
Oh man, this place is weird. Okay, we should go find Arendir. If those sounds are any indication, he might be in trouble.
Hopefully he's the one in trouble and not causing the trouble.
Wait, what?
Anyways, let's go.
Okay. We want him in trouble?
No, I mean...
Preferable?
Him being in trouble is probably more preferable than him slaughtering people. Because we don't know who he slaughtered
Slaughters non-believers.
Son, how many non-believers have we met?
Most.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys run through the forest. It's dark and the mists are kind of, but with your very high survival checks, the mist would typically kind of maybe get you a little lost here, but you hear the sound of arrows flying through the woods. Make quick perception checks for me as you run up towards these the sounds of pitch combat.
It's a nat 1.
That's a 6.
That's an 18.
Okay.
Do I have my blee-blee buckler still?
I would say you guys
or
have
a shield of sorts?
Yeah, we'll say you have your normal shield. Okay. You have a elven shield now.
Okay.
Nice. You guys run up. It's kind of, I think for Glebnor, it's a little strange using legs like this.
Oh, so you're kind of like a baby deer.
Yeah, you're running real weird. Reggie's like, I'm used to being tiny. This is kind of fine. I'm just kind of more out of breath than I've ever been because never had to really breathe. He's kind of trying to chugging along. You look and Theo is like bounding from like bush to bush. Kind of, he's not used to how light his like elvish body is. And he's kind of looks like a weird antelope. He's kind of leaping through the forest with you.
What's going on with everyone?
But you run up and you can see that there are a bunch of elves that have kind of taken cover behind a large fallen tree. They all have similar armor to you guys. They have these like green tabards, this like light leather armor. And you run up and you can see that the elves are like, finally, back up, please come help. The beastmen are upon us.
Beastmen.
And they call you over as you guys run up and kind of take cover with these other elves as they're kind of, they're taking cover behind a large broken tree and these spears are flying over their heads.
Thank goodness. The beastmen, they've broken the line.
Is it a beast war?
Some could say it is a beast war.
Wait, are they innately neutral to me?
I don't know what you mean. They're ravenous weremen.
Weremen?
Weremen, I think you meant.
Are they dogs that turned into men?
Who are you guys?
Who are you? Who are you to question a cleric of Corellis?
Well, thank you, cleric. We had to fall back a bit. Captain Arendir, he's alone out there. He's fighting off the front line of the beastmen. They've broken the tree line. They're pushing into a western front of Solaria.
So you're telling me you didn't hold the line?
We did not hold the line. Only Captain Arendir is out there alone. He wouldn't retreat with us when they broke the wall.
To Arendir we go.
Like Arendir. Sounds like Arendir.
No, if you run, you'll be running to your death.
Cool.
All right.
All right.
And you guys abandon these cowardly elves as they're taking cover.
Little cowards.
Can you three make dexterity saving throws as you sprint through? You can still make it with advantage over there, Glebnor. As you know, spears are whizzing by you guys as you run into this giant battlefield.
24.
16.
14.
Okay. Toluga, you're just going to take a quick spear to the shoulder.
Naturally, of course.
Wait. Sorry.
I deflect missile.
Okay. Go ahead and go for it. It's going to be 6 piercing damage as a javelin flies right at you.
8.
8. So 8 is how much you went down on it?
Yeah.
Eight. Yeah, it would have been 6. So
it goes to 0 and then 2 to the other guy?
No, I can decide.
I can spend a key point to then either decide I want to throw it back.
As this elf is in the middle of telling you you're running to your death, this beautiful elf woman pops up and just catches a javelin out of the air. It makes no sense. These guys have never seen one of their clerics operate like this. And they're like, what is this?
Hi. I'm a believer.
What? The elves look at themselves as you guys
onwards and then like
charge through no man's land. Make perception checks as you guys are running. As spears are flying, you can hear howling in the distance.
7.
15.
22.
I would like to think I have the 7 because I have the shield fully in front of me.
Yeah, you have a shield totally in front of your face. Reddy's running behind you as spears dink off of this huge shield. You look down, you can see there are dead elves on the ground. Telugo, that 22. You see some of these elves looks like they've been shred by giant claws. Some look like they've been impaled by horns or tusks. These elves look like they've been mauled. And as you guys are sprinting forward, Arendir, can I get an intimidation check, if you wouldn't mind?
21.
21. You can hear this loud battle cry further up the line. And as you guys run forward, you can see a much younger Arendir is fighting off a pair of werewolves in the at this tree line. This is not the Arendir you have met before. He's much younger, and you guys realize you're in one of Arendir's memories. Make some quick history checks.
We're in his mind palace, guys.
Nat 1 for a 0.
I got a 13.
Arendir, have you been moisturizing?
Can I? Am I doing the cleric thing? The new cleric thing?
Yeah, you
can
use your wisdom.
Yep. So that would be a 25.
A 25?
Yes.
Okay, that actually kind of tracks with you specifically, Telugu. You don't know a ton about elven history, but while you were kind of dozing off during history classes as you were a very young fish, you do remember one of the most interesting chapters of elven history is a war called the Beast Wars. Where the Kingdom of Corellis tried to expand their domain deeper into the Beastlands and were met with a army of weremen. Werewolves, werebears, wereboars. As a young fish, this, of course, was incredibly interesting.
God, it's so interesting. I bet there were werecrabs, too.
But you are realizing that this must be... I mean, it was about 100 years ago, but, I mean, elves live so long... This is like where a very young Arendir must have first been a soldier. And it looks that Arendir is on the front line of this massive elven war fighting off these weremen. I'm going to ask you all to roll initiative.
Nat 20 for 24. Wasted.
11.
19.
6.
I'm going before Theo.
Yeah, I rolled real bad.
First in the initiative, Glebnor.
What do I see?
You see that I'm... A young Arendir, still with a massive greatsword, is fighting off these two werewolves. You also see that there is another cleric of Corella who's kind of laying on the ground.
All is well. Corella will save us. She is with us even now.
They're clearly bleeding out and dying. Whole throat, shred by a werewolf claw.
He's with us even now. The gods are with us.
Where's the wolves?
The wolves are about, I'll say, 30 feet from you.
Plenty of speed.
Yeah, and you bound in your new elven form. What would you like to do?
I would like to whiz Arendir in conjunction to the wolves.
He's in between two of them.
Okay.
One on his left, one on his right. And you run in your new buff elven body and charge forward into the fight.
I'm going to bound up back to back with Arendir.
Awesome.
Arendir!
Hey, who are you? Get back! This is not a safe place!
No, we're here to help. We got this.
We've already lost too many men.
And I'm going to attack.
Okay. Go ahead and make your attack rolls.
Double-bladed scimitar. 18 hit.
18 hits.
Hopefully this doesn't affect his actual mind.
Do I have my powers?
Yeah.
Green flame blade!
Yeah.
a 2-year old son and a so, buff elf man body.
A 6 on the scimitar.
Okay.
So another 3 fire damage. Will that jump onto the other wolf too?
Yeah, fine. Fuck it. Why not? Sure.
I don't know. Because we're, I don't know what the.
Actually, no. They're on opposite sides. Yeah. So yeah, Arendir, you don't know who these elves are. Never even heard the name Bleebly. Your mind's kind of fractured and weird right now. You're living through past traumas, but this elven man with a double-bladed scimitar runs up to assist you as he yells out this strange name, Bleebly. His scimitar alights in flame as he cuts through this werewolf.
And then as a bone, I'm going to cast Shield of Faith on Daddy.
Okay. Glimmering Bleebly shield surrounds you, Taluga.
I'm just beautifully posing their arms wide.
I didn't believe we had any strong warriors left.
Oh, there's plenty.
Who are you?
Taluga.
It doesn't matter. Just get. We need to save as many of these men as we can.
Okay.
Theo, that is your turn at the tree line. You can see that Glebnor is charged up in his new body and is fighting off one of these werewolves. As they have kind of like flanked your Templar here. What would you like to do?
Well, I'm not getting in there because I don't have my guns. So I'm going to shoot from where I am with the longbow.
Go for it.
Sharpshooter on only 2 shots because I can't use a bonus action. So.
Gotcha. Are you going for the one that Glebnor already attacked or the other one?
The one that Glebnor attacked.
Sweet.
27 down to a 22.
Definitely hits.
20 damage on that.
Perfect. A well-placed arrow goes into the neck of this massive werewolf as it, like, towers over Glebnor. It's looking pretty hurt.
All right. And second shot on him. 18 down to a 13. I'm
13 hits.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. These werewolves actually have pretty low AC, yeah, surprisingly.
They're probably not wearing anything.
They're not. They're just big wolfmen.
I'm going to use piercer and reroll the damage, which was a great idea. 23 damage on this one.
Oh. This thing looks like it's on its last legs as 2 well-placed arrows go into its throat. It goes to howl as 2 arrows right into its neck as it tries to take in air.
No reinforcements today.
Looking rough.
And then I'm going to try and run farther back away from them.
Yeah, make a quick acrobatics check if you wouldn't mind.
So 20.
Yeah, 30. As you go to retreat, like a dancer, you twirl up into the boughs of a tree.
Legolas is out of there.
Yeah, exactly. Landing perfectly on the branch.
Could he always do that?
Great shot. He's
so graceful.
Yeah.
Taluga, that is your turn.
Well, time to do what clerics do. I'm going to beat the shit out of these dogs.
Young lady, be careful, my lady.
As you say that, I'm just Superman punching the one that hasn't been hit yet.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I had 2 attacks.
Oh, yeah, you do have 2 attacks.
I'm level 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're cool. Retcon.
Yeah, please go back if you wouldn't mind.
You interrupted my attack.
Sorry, I heard attack and it reminded me.
You
can kill this thing with a punch. Hold on.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Because that was only a 10.
Okay, sure.
Back to Taluga.
Wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
Last time on Taluga.
Yeah, Taluga. You leap through the air at this uninjured werewolf as it goes to rake down Arendir's back. What would you like to do?
Punch him on his snout.
Sure. Give him that bad dog treatment.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Astral 27.
Newspaper.
Yeah. 27 definitely hits.
For 11 damage.
Okay.
I'm going to do it again.
Get him, Daddy!
Well, I'm getting him. For another 27.
Jesus.
Definitely hits.
For 9.
Okay. You've never seen a cleric of Corella use their fists like this, but this elven woman with this very large fish-like mouth has leapt into the battlefield, and instead of casting Holy Light or using the spells associated with the God of the Elves, it's just beating the shit out of this werewolf.
I'll liberate you from this mortal coil through the powers of my god.
Be careful. Oh, yeah.
And these hands.
Wow. That's, I'm not going to lie. That's a little hot.
What?
Nothing. You must concentrate
keep it
on
in your
battle.
Pants, sir. As I go to punch the one that's been damaged already.
Okay, yeah, sure. If you go leap over there to that one, you will take an opportunity attack. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm a fish.
Yeah.
So I can take it.
do like a little flip over this werewolf that you just kind of started wailing on. He'll go to rake you with his claws real quick, see if he hits here.
I have 17 AC.
17 AC. Only a 14 misses.
You fool, you can't touch me!
Wait, did you add your plus two? Shield of Faith, baby.
Oh,
then it's 19.
That's your armor class, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
He hits a plus two to his AC because he's
missed anyway. Yeah, you have 19 right now. Cool.
So awesome. 21 to hit.
Sweet.
4-9 on that
one. Would you please describe how you kill this werewolf?
I Kalima his heart out.
Oh my god.
And I look at Arendir and I crush it. These hands are holy!
Oh my god! Incredible, my lady. We need more of that up here.
Why do you think I'm up here?
Yeah.
Arendir, real quick wisdom saving throw if you wouldn't mind.
Am I intimidating him?
He's a little turned on.
21.
21. As this beautiful elven woman leaps across and puts her fist through this werewolf's heart, ripping it out, your vision sort of glitches for a moment, and it looks like a fish is doing it. Looks like a tiny, white, slick fish is yanking the heart out, and then your vision kind of shakes again. You kind of shake off this strained vision. You can see once again a beautiful elven woman, long, flowing locks.
Oh, I've been fighting for too long. This couldn't be anything. Couldn't be real.
Arendir, it's your turn. There's now just this one werewolf who is starting to develop a black eye from being punched twice.
But it's two black eyes. I punched one in each eye.
The old one, too?
Yeah.
It's towering over you, though.
Yep, I'm going to stab him.
Yeah, please.
Great weapon, man.
Not on the first one. 17.
17 hits.
11.
11 damage. Yeah, you slash down on this big werewolf.
And second one, great weapon master.
Here we go, baby.
9.
9's gonna miss. I'm so sorry.
Every time. Every time.
I believed. As you slash and try to bring the blade back around, it's so heavy as you swing right over this werewolf as it ducks right before it gets beheaded. You see Reggie's back there like, oh no, okay. I think my magic will... and you see, Reggie starts to go to use his magic and realizes he doesn't have his normal mechanical abilities, so his spells seem funky. Ah, what do I have? What does this idiot have? He starts looking through the body of this strange elf. He pulls out a little slingshot. You've got to be fucking kidding me. and he's going to try to shoot a slingshot at this werewolf.
Real David and Goliath.
Spellcaster, do what you must. Sling that shot at them.
It worked! It worked! I hit him! Look at it! I hit him! I hit him right in his big dumb wolf head!
He hits with his slingshot. He does a cool 4 damage to the werewolf, who just looks up confused for a moment at this chubby little elf on the back line. That is the werewolf's turn. It is going to attack Arendir.
It's gonna try.
It's gonna try, is right. It'll go for a bite attack first. Only a 7 to hit. It goes to bite into you as you put your blade into its mouth to kind of hold it back. And then it'll try to claw you. 23 to hit.
That will hit.
Okay. Claw attack goes through for 7 slashing damage as it slashes at Arendir's wrist, trying to get him to drop his blade. All right. Top of the round. Can I get a round of perception check for me if you guys wouldn't mind?
Nat 1.
14.
18.
6.
Okay. Taluga, your long elven ears pick up the sounds of the forest quite well. And you turn and you can see charging out of the woods a big boar man. You can see a werebore is charging toward the fight.
I wonder if he speaks Minotaur.
You try.
I try.
What do you say?
Brother, what are you doing charging at us?
Whee! 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 Whee!
Oh, he's...
That's just a werebore.
That's not a Minotaur.
Glemnor, that is your turn.
How far is the... The other werewolf is still alive.
Still up, yep.
How far is the boarman?
I'll say the werewolf is about 40 feet away as it kind of breaks the tree line going to aid its werewolf brother.
I'm just going to kill the werewolf real quick.
Okay. you go to back up Arendir, Glebnor, and your new elven body.
Feel the might of Leibli! I don't know these words you
19?
Speak of.
19 hits.
Green Flame Blade!
Okay. I like it every time.
8.
Yeah, sure.
And then the green flame is going to be...
Are you raging? No.
Not yet.
Okay.
Ooh, 7?
Okay.
Ooh. Get burnt, bitch.
Awesome.
Extra crispy.
And then I'm going to go ahead and slash him again.
So weird thing with Green Flame Blade, because it's technically a spell, you don't get your second attack.
Oh.
I just forgot about that when you went the last one. Yeah. Green Flame Blade's a weird one. I know that's why like sometimes people play like Eldritch Knight and they don't like love it, because it's kind of like you can either use Green Flame Blade or attack twice. It's kind of like a tough one, but yeah.
Well, I'm used to attacking once.
Yeah, this wolf looks hurt, though. You slash through with this. You spin this, like, elegant elven weapon, this double-bladed scimitar, like a little helicopter, and cut through as it, like, kind of ignites on this werewolf's back.
Then I will, for my bone...
Two-weapon fighting.
Yeah, sure. You pull a little...
Stick him.
Yeah, you grab a dagger from your belt.
Can I... The old shiv.
I don't have a regular dagger anymore. I only have the plus one.
That's fine. You can use that.
All right. 20 to hit.
20 hits.
7.
Okay. And I believe that'll kind of sneak attack as well, since you have Arndir right there with you. Roll that sneak attack dice, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, we're getting sneaky.
5.
Okay. Would you please describe to me how you kill this werewolf?
I'm going to say it's lunging at me. And I just kind of, remember in Punisher when he sticks the knife up under the guy's chin?
Yeah. Right in the brains. If you see this beautiful silver dagger goes right through this werewolf's head, kind of twist it.
Arms are weird.
Good work, soldier.
Yeah, you do flex for the first time. It feels good.
Yeah.
It's nice to have muscles.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
Son, where's your zon?
I'm going to pull my pants off.
What I think I found it, Daddy!
What in the world are you doing?
He's looking for his Zom!
We could just concentrate on killing these animals!
Alright, well, you're the one
seen us? We're in the Beast Wars, soldier! Get it together! Yes, sir!
I'm gonna salute for the first time ever.
I go to the side, I'm like, maybe the military is good for myself.
Theo, that is your turn. Up in the trees, with your deft little footwork, you're surveying the battlefield.
Werebore is within 600 feet, right?
Yeah. It's 40, or probably like 60 feet away from you, 70 feet maybe.
All right. 600. That's the length of the longbow.
Really?
Yeah. That's the long range of it.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I can hit anything within 600 feet.
This is ridiculous. 150 is the short range, and then 600 is the long range?
It's a longbow.
Yes.
Long ass bow, son.
Does that mean anything within like under 120 is disadvantage, or
he is sharpshooter, so he doesn't obey those.
So you ignore that.
Yeah, I ignore everything. It just whatever the highest range is, I can hit that.
Sick. Okay. Yeah, give me some attacks. Tight.
All right, bull sharpshooter on this.
Sick.
21 down to 16.
Okay, that'll definitely hit.
All right.
Werebore has even less AC than the werewolves.
That's 20 damage on the first shot.
Oh. You put an arrow like right below one of its tusks, like in its nose area.
28 down to a 23.
Look at this three tusk idiot.
I'm going to reroll the damage on that, just see if I get anything better. And I got worse, but 16 on the second hit.
Awesome. Yeah, so you start lighting up this werebore with arrows as it's charging toward the fight. Okay. And then another perception check from everyone real quick.
11.
11.
Dirty 20.
8.
Okay.
Really the eyes and ears out here.
So Luga, once again, your ears pick it up. There's like, you hear the sound of trees breaking.
It's a bear.
And then a werebear holding a big axe charges out of the forest. You can see steam coming off its breath. And this massive beast charges toward you, Taluga, with his big axe going to swing at you.
I'd like to see you try.
How far is Taluga?
He's right next to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you want to make your little little maneuver here. He will charge in and use his great axe twice on you.
Nuh-uh.
That is a 20 to hit both times.
I'll Sentinel Sword one.
Okay.
And I'll Silvery Barb the other one.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Guess I don't got to do anything. I'm about the Warding Flame.
He's actually going to miss with the Silvery Barb. So only one of those is going to go through. Go ahead and do your Sentinel Sword if you wouldn't mind.
That's 15 damage.
Can I?
Reduced?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. He only would have done 16. So as this huge axe comes in, it just is like about to cut into Taluga as your greatsword stops it. The very, very tip of the axe just nicks Taluga for 1 point.
You bastard!
You know what, Daddy? Use the advantage on your next one.
Oh, I will.
And the werebore will be next, who is going to charge Glebnor.
Bring it!
Go big flat, son.
It's not working.
Okay.
Right. He's in a flesh suit.
A flesh suit?
Flesh suit?
The werebore.
It's been a long war.
I slap Teluga across the face.
Excuse
get
me?
Get it together, man!
I slap you back. You slap a cleric?
You slap know a your rank, soldier. Fall in line.
Oh, I will not fall in line.
Now's not the time.
See, Reggie's back there like,
you're gonna interrupt his mind, palace. Just go with it.
Oh, I'm gonna do more than interrupt.
It's gonna hit on a 22. You're gonna take 6 slashing damage from the tusks. An additional 7 because he charged you for 13 total.
Yowza.
And I need a DC 12 con saving throw.
Or throw up your lunch.
Suck it, 22.
Okay, you are not infected with werebore lycanthropy, which I wouldn't even know how to deal with if that had been a problem.
I need to find a werecrab, guys.
Okay, that is Teluga.
Listen here, mister. Say ah.
Captain.
As he's saying captain, I whip out the glizzy and I shove it down his throat.
Oh!
Make a wisdom saving throw with advantage.
Have you taken any damage?
No, yeah, you haven't.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Does this glizzy help him at all?
No.
No.
17.
17?
Yeah.
This delicious pork product never had before. As you're eating it, you look around and as this buff elven man is fighting this werebore, you see like a flash of green. Your vision kind of goes blurry almost as it seems like this werebore isn't even fighting a man. He's fighting like a big green puddle of some sort. And you look over and that elven woman looks scaly and fishy from the back for a minute. You look over at the chubby elf in the back who looks kind of shorter if you squint a little bit. And then I think what you notice is you look up into the trees as this elven man is firing arrows trying to help you. You get a quick glimpse of Blee Blee. You see that long blonde hair almost looks like a ponytail flapping in the wind.
I clasped his face. Arendir, we're here to save you.
I don't even know your name.
I'm Talu.
Talu?
Yeah.
Why do I feel like I've seen you all before? And why do I love that man in the trees?
We'll figure it out once we win this battle. I need you to settle down. You're on high tensions. We gotta survive first.
Yeah, we have to save our people.
Yes, good baseball. I slap on the ass, I start punching the bear.
Go for it. You guys are out of your fucking minds.
15.
15 hits.
For 13 damage.
Okay.
12.
12 hits.
Okay.
I need to make a con save to keep my shield of faith up. Oh. I got a 17.
Perfect.
For another 13.
Okay. Yeah, kind of like doing the rope-a-dope on this bear. Just kind of wailing on it.
And
huge
then
fucking werebear. Towers above you.
I'm going to flurry.
Okay. Again, it's so rare to see an elven woman just throw hands like this.
Typically, you're getting so hands graceful for Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas.
22 for 9.
22 hits.
And a 27 for 11.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to town on this bear.
46.
Yeah. The bear's very healthy, but it looks like it was expecting like a graceful elven attack. And you're just punching it. It's like, rah, rah, rah.
You can't take what I have to deliver.
Okay, unbelievable. Arendir, that is your turn.
Incredible. My lady, you are ferocious indeed.
Oh, yeah.
I will handle this hog and then join you against this bear.
Yes, handle the hog, Arendir.
I'll handle it indeed.
Go ahead and make some attacks on the hog.
18.
18 hits.
That's just a regular attack.
Wailing on that hog.
It will be
really letting that hog have it.
13 damage.
Okay.
Send him to hog heaven.
And Great Webmaster, second attack. 13.
13 hits.
Oh my god.
Going ham on the hog.
He's going ham on the hog, guy.
He's high on the hog.
24.
Ooh. Yeah, this werebore looks so injured as you've gone so ham on this hog. You two massive slashes against werebore body as it looks like it's on its last legs.
I'm gonna bonus action searing smite.
Punish the hog.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, so as you brought the blade in for the second strike, there's a searing light. Go ahead and roll your damage on that.
3.
Okay. The smell of bacon fills the forest.
I didn't cook breakfast yet. What's going on?
Would you please describe to me how you finish off the werebor in beautiful fashion?
So I hit it twice. So I'm going to... Basically, I'm just going to like spin around, like slash it twice. On the second one, the blade just illuminates with just a bright... It fills like the whole field with light.
Yeah.
And slash it like across the chest, like beautiful, spreading it apart.
Yeah. Again, it's just a perfect flourish. And look down at your blade. Where did this blinding light come from?
For some reason, you guys have invigorated me. I feel like someone godly is giving me power.
Yeah, crazy.
That's my boy.
Yep. Yep. Who could it be?
That guy.
No, but I like it.
Son, keep it.
Reggie shoots a rock with his little slingshot at the bear for 5 damage.
Do it, short stuff.
I've got him. I will be the hero of the day.
Get him, Reginator.
Aim for his eye.
I think I hit him in the tit. It was a little low. Yeah, that was his nipple. He looks mad. Okay, that's on me.
Why'd you gotta do that while I'm standing in front of him?
I'm sorry!
Glebnor, that is your turn.
How far is the bear?
You can catch him with your movement, no problem.
Okay, I'll do that then.
Awesome.
I'm gonna rush over to the bear. Daddy!
What?
Formidably!
Gonna slash his ass.
Yeah, I keep it down.
It's a woman he just called daddy.
Does it 10 hit? A 10 just hits.
Suck scimitar! For 9.
Okay.
I'm with daddy, so I'm going to sneak attack him.
Sure. Yeah, the double blade scimitars are finesse weapons, so you do get sneak attack with them.
I'm going to do 6 additional sneak attack.
Awesome.
And then I can do my bonus action before I do my second attack.
Yeah, you can do it in any order. I usually let you kind of mix it in and out. Up to you.
I'm going to go into a rage.
Okay.
And then I'm going to slash his ass again.
Sure.
17 hits.
17 hits.
For 10.
Okay.
And then I'm going to scream out, feel the divine fury of Blee Blee.
Sure.
Son, we don't want to mess with his memories yet. Blee Blee.
God.
4 an additional.
We could have repaired this man.
5.
Okay. Yeah, just really put on a clinic on how to use double blade scimitar, Glebnor. You're just spinning this huge weapon, hacking into this massive werebear. All right, Theo, you're up in the trees. That is your turn.
I think seeing everything that's going on, I'm not really like hearing anything. I'm just trying to kill everything.
Yeah.
So standard. I'm just gonna do 2 sharpshooter shots on that that bear. 22 down to if 10 hits, that's gonna hit.
Yeah.
So
10 AC on this werebear, which is surprisingly pretty low. But I guess it is like a big hunking bear.
There's a lot to hit.
Yeah, right.
A lot of mass.
20 damage on the first one.
Okay.
Yowza.
Yowza indeed.
21 to hit, which would have been down to a 16. 4. 19 damage on the second one.
Ooh. Yeah. 2 arrows right into this bear's chest. I think you've definitely probably hit some kind of an artery because there's a lot of blood pouring out of this werebear now.
Sorry, Tuluga.
What?
The werebear is in a like crazed, frenzied state. It's on its last legs. It is going to make some great axe attacks. It'll attack twice. I think it's going to go for you, Glebnor, since
bring it.
You're so big and buff.
Okay.
It's an 18 and a 26 to hit.
The 18 does not.
Okay.
The 26 will.
Okay. Give me 10 slashing damage. Have the 5.
Bring it, bear!
Okay. Tuluga, that is your turn.
My son, you gotta keep the bleebly talk down.
Son. I'm so confused, but I'm gonna listen.
Son, we are in one of his memories. We don't want to like mess up his mind forever.
Right, he's messing up my mind now. What do you? We're in Ohio.
We're in the future past, son.
I can't wrap my mind around that. So I'm trying just
to
drift off.
I'm trying to fry his brain. So he's
yeah. You can see that Glebnor's eyes are kind of drifting apart as he's definitely lost focus. All right,
good. That
here.
Should keep him quiet for like 5 minutes.
Go ahead, Tuluga.
All right, bear. You're gonna get these hands. whether you want them or not.
The bear drops its axe and puts its mitts up.
That's what I like to see. Go out in style. That's what I like.
He's gone into bear brawl mode. No one wants a bear brawl.
Oh, I'm going to bear brawl him.
27.
27 hits.
For 9.
Okay.
That's a 22 to hit.
22 hits. He has 4 hit points left.
For 13.
Okay, would you please describe to me how you knock out a bear? A werewolf.
I punch him once, like, really hard in the gut to get him to fold over, and I crouch down and do Ken Masters Shoryuken.
Unbelievable. There is a shower of bear teeth across the forest floor as this werebear tumbles back, lands in the dirt, goes unconscious. We are out of combat, gentlemen. Great job. Arendir, you're surrounded by these strange elves. What'd you guys like to do here in this weird memory purgatory you find yourselves in here with Arendir?
Arendir, what's with those guys in the back?
They ran off when we were overwhelmed by the beasts.
Overwhelmed? We came in, we just handled it.
Yeah, they weren't a problem.
Handled?
Yes,
yeah, we handled them, blood dripping from my...
Yeah, first of all, congratulations, that was incredible.
Oh, thank you.
My lady. We've never been properly introduced before. My name is Arendir.
Oh, hi,
Captain
Arendir.
Of this platoon.
Captain, I am Tulu Cleric of Corellis.
That's right.
And that's this...
where we are from.
And this is my son, Gleb Schnorr.
Gleb Schnorr, nice to meet you.
Hi.
You handled yourself well.
Thank you.
My only unfortunate is that you all arrived too late to save a lot of our brothers and sisters.
We saved who matters.
That's very dark.
Yes, son.
I mean,
he's talking about our fellow brethren dying.
He's not the best with words.
Sad times and for us.
That fellow up in the tree with the beautiful hair... That is the leader of our little troop, Bleebs.
Bleebs?
Bleebs. He likes Bleebs.
Why would he be... You are part of... Whose platoon are you a part of?
Bleebs.
Is he your captain?
Yes.
Captain Bleebs.
I've never heard of a Captain Bleebs before.
We're kind of like the Corellis Special Forces.
We're like a guerrilla unit. Come down.
Can I do an inside check?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
We're gorillas?
Reggie kind of whispers to you, Theo.
Why are we... a gorilla for sale.
What's the plan here?
15.
It's getting pretty confusing.
Yeah, I'm really confused. I'm just letting Toluca go with it.
Something is so off. And I think what's happening is that you, Arendir, the real you in the future, you remember this battle going so differently. You were overwhelmed, forced to retreat. It's felt like the elven god had abandoned your soldiers here. You were in this terrible position where you were overwhelmed by these werebeasts, and the Kingdom of Solaria had to abandon its campaign. Make another wisdom saving throw for me, if you wouldn't mind.
4.
Your vision is going blurry as you look at these strange elves who are trying to convince you that there are some special forces from Corellis. And as you're looking at them, this illusion finally breaks. You're standing looking at a human man, a strange slime, a little fish cleric, and a little confused gnome.
Would Reggie be a robot?
That's a really great point. This gnome looks mechanical in nature.
Do I remember them in this space?
Make a history check for me.
Would it be with advantage because of the glizzy?
I'll give you advantage because you had a delicious glizzy.
Glizzy came in clutch, guys.
12.
It's a confusing mix of memories. Things aren't matching up in your mind's eye. You're going to take 6 psychic damage. As the memories of your past and future are colliding inside of your mind that, let's be honest, was already a bit fractured to begin with after the trauma you've dealt with during these beast wars. And you guys can all tell looking at your friend Arendir that he's starting to crack a little.
What would you like to do?
It's not right.
I'm
Daddy,
gonna...
Daddy. It's not... This is not how it was.
Do we have tape?
No, son, I got this. Give him space. This is a spiritual matter. I gotta handle this, I think. I'm just gonna grab him. I'm like, I need you to center yourself. I slap him across the face. Get a hold of yourself. Collect your thoughts.
Why are you here? This is not right. Nothing is right. This is not the way it was.
I know it's... Well, I mean, I guess I paid attention in history class for the Beast Wars. Everyone loved the Beast Wars in history class.
I didn't.
Well, you were a part of it. I'm saying in history, it was the most interesting thing.
What are you talking about?
Anyways, Erendir, you died. You are in a soul coin.
What?
Look at your hands. They're all weird and ghostly.
My hands are hands.
Look with your eyes. I slap them again.
Look with your special eyes.
All right, I'm going to have... Go ahead and make a religion check for me, Taluga.
Wow. You're not even going to make me do it at disadvantage for how good...
This is your brand of clericking, so who would I be to do that?
I'm going to guidance. 18.
18. So as you have your hands over Arendir, you can see his eyes are racing. He's trying to put all these things together. You draw upon the power of Bleebly, who brought you here kind of accidentally. Arendir, you are flooded with emotions, and your mind begins to settle as this cleric, this little fish man, goes from being a aberration of memory to a strange little stranger, and then you make eye contact with this non-blinking fish. This is your friend Taluga, the plope of Bleebly.
Taluga? My plope?
Yep, bring it in, big guy.
My plope.
Bring it in. You've been through a lot of time.
I died?
You died against the battle trying to protect good old Bleebs.
But then you all died too?
No. We astral projected into here to get to you.
Why is that person a robot? Or I wouldn't know what a robot is, but why is that person made of metal?
Hey, buddy.
Skin condition?
Reggie?
It's me, Reggie. There's something that we didn't really have a good time to tell you.
I could... The magnet pull...
Should have maybe...
Was a little...
Bit of clue.
Weird.
I'm not just a regular gnome.
I can see that. I have eyes.
I'm sorry. I'm a Gearforge from the past. They found me in the swamp, close to where you found your religion.
About the Gearforge.
You would know that
Gearforge
sounds funky to you, but you remember, obviously, the Dreadforge Wars. Everyone knows about those. I think there is a kind of a moment of panic, but you've been with Reggie this whole time. It's definitely him.
Why did you hide yourself this whole time?
I don't know. I guess it was just more that we didn't want to kind of burden you with it, but we've been trying to keep the secret this whole time. We're trying to get to the Great Storm to find out what happened to the Dreadforge, to find out what caused the whole war. I'm sorry, Arendir. We should have told you sooner. That's on us.
That's okay. You had your reasons.
I promise, I'm not going to go crazy and try to kill everybody or anything. I've been pretty good the whole time.
He's been pretty chill.
I don't like that you had to clarify that.
Yeah, you know, but, just because, you know.
Yeah.
My people have kind of a sordid history, so.
Okay. We all do.
Yeah.
Even I.
Even you.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to talk about that one eventually. Yeah, we got to air this out.
So.
Shrugging my new shoulders.
I'm so happy we found you, Arendir, and we've kind of broken you out of this place, but, or I guess out of your memory state, but how the hell do we get home? Now we're trapped in this soul coin?
Well, we aren't. We just got to stop astral projecting.
I have an idea.
Okay.
And I'm going to bear hug Arendir.
FIFA champion, what are you doing?
Break it, daddy!
What? No, I don't think it's going to work like that.
Why are you hugging me so hard?
Son, let him go.
Okay. Right. Bring it in, huh?
I mean, it was a...
It was a good try, but...
A for effort, I guess.
You're so squishy.
Thought it would be like Nightmare on Elm Street.
Well, Theo, we use your magic to get here. Is there a way you can get us out?
I mean, I didn't even realize I was the reason we got here. It's
kind of your thing, I guess.
Yeah, I don't... I don't really understand this god magic stuff, but why don't we just try this? I'm going to put my hand in the form of a gun, go over to Arendir, put it near his heart and be like, all right, we're going to get you out of here and back to your regular body. And then just try and use like religion to
shoot him in the heart.
I'm going to help channel him.
Oh my God, if this doesn't work, he's going to double kill him.
I'm trying to shoot him back into the reality.
Shoot him back to life.
I'm going to pick up Reggie and put him on my shoulders.
Okay, make a religion check with advantage because you have help from your plope. You can give him guidance too if you want.
Yeah, I'm giving you guidance.
16. What's the guidance?
I'll let you know. It's a 1, 17.
17.
Okay. So you walk over to Arendir, you make your fingers into a little finger gun. As you press it to Arendir's chest, the tips of your fingers glow with this strange light. And as you pantomime pulling the trigger, there is a flash of light. And you all find yourselves in your bodies in Petch's apartment. And Arendir's laying on the coffee table, alive.
We can play FIFA now.
Yes, I'm alive.
I'm alive.
I mean, I hug him first. I'm like, we still gotta get Petch though.
Oh, thank you for the glizzy.
You're welcome.
That really helped.
I'm gonna produce another glizzy from my trash bag.
Sure.
Thank you.
You're probably hungry after all that.
God. I cannot believe that worked.
Guys, how the fuck did I do that?
You're God.
You're God.
Well, a God.
You are God.
You're a God.
Is the God.
So, I guess we have to confront this now, guys. We can't have you going around killing everyone who doesn't believe in Believely.
Yeah, we accept everyone.
We are a religion of the people, not the only religion of the people. Unless you're crazy.
We're reactionary.
I'm reacting to the infidels not accepting our Lord. By killing them.
Arendir?
Not everyone has to die?
As long as they're not actively trying to kill us.
As long as they aren't hurting people.
What if I just rough them up a bit until they are forced to join the religion?
That
could work.
No.
That's kind of what Krizik's doing.
Shakedown. You know what shakedown is.
Let me put it this way. Do you think they're going to like our religion if we beat them up to believe in it?
It doesn't matter what they believe. This is the truth.
But if we force people to follow Bleebly, we're no better than Krizik.
And we aren't better than Krizik. Well, we are better than Krizik. We don't want to be Krizik.
You catch more flies with honey.
Listen, Arendir, I know...
I kind of like that saying. Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
Wow, son.
You're so poetic.
Very progressive.
Such a way with words sometimes.
I'm sorry that the Elven Gods seems like they abandoned your soldiers during that thing, but that doesn't mean the Bleebly's going to abandon you if we don't beat everyone up and force them to believe in him.
I just want to make sure that our God is supported and spread the good love of Bleebly.
Well, Arendir, is killing people who don't believe spreading love?
But they will join our dead brothers in the light of Bleebly.
But if they don't believe in you, kill them.
I don't think we hammered that out yet.
Well, from what I've, read through the pamphlet, I've kind of...
I think you're taking liberties.
That's how I put it in my mind palace. How that's...
Yeah, we saw your mind palace. It's
scary.
It's
pretty scary.
We got a lot to work through.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that happened.
Does Bleebly have a therapy guy yet? Oh, hold on. I know the best guy. I open up the bag for Cobbler. He's helped me through so many late night talks.
Have I seen Cobbler yet?
I think, yeah. He's probably like, he's been about. Cobbler is a great therapist. He just takes...
I don't understand what he's saying.
He's a good listener, and that's important.
And you can tell a lot from his inflections.
See? You knew what he said there.
I don't.
Yeah, you did. Your heart knew it did.
Check. Does his heart know?
5.
Yeah,
it just sounds like rocks.
You just haven't heard him talk enough.
I think that's about what I'm gonna get is rocks. Can you understand what he's saying?
Oh yeah. Cobbler's
can
like,
Telluga understand what he's saying?
Cobbler's sitting in a love seat. He's somehow he's put like a little tiny pair of glasses and he's holding a like little clipboard making notes.
Guys, let's give him like 30 minutes to an hour for his first session.
I don't know what he's saying.
Just tell him about yourself. Will won't hear any of this.
Just talk, okay.
And I'll just escort you guys. Like, we'll give him an hour.
Well, it all started 213 years ago when my mother produced me out of her womb. I think that's how elven children are born, also like humans. Or maybe we fell from a tree? I think I heard about a tree, a big, large tree a long time ago. That's kind of trail off.
All right, so we cut to 1 hour later. You guys go back into Petch's like living room. You can see Arendir is fully crying, holding a little box of tissues. You can see that a cobbler has an arm over his shoulder.
And he shoved a glizzy in my mouth, and I knew it was them. God, that felt really, that actually really did help. I'm glad I could get that off my chest. So much pain.
Can I
romance? So much.
So when would
loveless
you like
to- sex? I still only hear rocks, but thank you for listening.
When would you like to schedule your next appointment?
Do we have time?
Can I bear hug him yet?
We have a lot of things to do.
When would you like your next appointment?
When's his next opening? When will you let him out of the bag again?
Okay. All right. We got 4 days at around breakfast time.
Sure. Yeah.
You busy then?
No, I could. I don't really sleep, so I could do that.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
All right. That works. In 4 days, I lick the back end, I slap it on your forehead. There you go.
Ugh! Wait, what is it?
Oh, sorry. It's a bad habit.
Oh, okay.
It's just your appointment time.
All right.
Now hold on to it.
Okay, I'll just hold it like this.
No, like put it... Okay.
Cobbler hops into the bag of holding, gives you a little wave.
Oh, Cobbler,
hi, Cobbler.
Would there have been any scrap metal that I could have... Like, nice quality scrap metal.
The garage is probably loaded with metal.
Oh, actually, he's an Earth Genasi. High quality stones.
A lot of the furniture is made out of high quality stones.
I can't give him Petch's furniture.
Yeah, he's like eyeing an end table.
Can I gauge how much that end table would cost?
I guess you can make an inside check.
Free. I think Petch just makes them.
18?
It's like a pretty nice one. He probably went to like...
He probably spent a lot of time working on it.
Yeah, it gives you like still like a Pottery Barn tag on it.
West Elf.
Yeah.
Would you like it if someone ate your table?
Well, if they supplied me with the money to replace it.
I mean, don't we have to kind of bring Petch back to even, if this even be a problem?
Yeah. We are bringing Petch back, so it will be a problem unless I know how much this costs. So how much you guys think the scent table is worth?
I mean, based on your inside check, probably like 50 to 70 gold.
So much money. And you cut off my gambling supply.
No son of mine will gamble.
Swimming in tables if you just let me gamble.
All right. Let's stick with metals for this one. I guess I'll go to like his workshop area, see if I see any nice quality scrap metal.
Sure. Make a quick perception check as you kind of rummage through Petch's little depot here.
15?
Yeah, you found like a fender from a buggy.
Okay. You think this will cost? All right.
As you guys kind of in this apartment, you can see Cobbler's in the corner just slowly munching on a buggy fender.
Mouth now instead of that weird thing he had before.
Very strange indeed. This is
all right.
So weird.
All right. Well, one friend save. I mean, that just means we got to figure out how to get Petch now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do what we did last time, okay? All right, so let's we get the coins here on the end table, or on the coffee table. Put them in a little circle. Oh, everybody hold hands.
Hold on, I eavesdropped on the last one, guys. You guys are terrible at that.
Yeah, maybe you should kind of lead the charge on this.
All right, everyone, close your eyes. Hold hands.
Okay,
Really think hard?
FIFA. FIFA thoughts.
Blueberry.
Blueberry.
In the name of our god, Bleebly.
Fuzzy dice.
And our fallen friend, Petch, and his employees, whose names I didn't know, but they were, you know, important to us. Great guys. Really fixed that buggy up. Lickety split. In this holy circle, let's go into his mind, guys! Woo!
Religion check with advantage.
Everyone or just him?
Just Teluga.
Okay.
Thank God.
That is a 21.
Okay.
Sorry, once 22. Again,
there is a swirl of Bleebly's holy light. And a group of you astral project into the center of this little pile of coins. Can I get some perception checks?
You're so good at this, Dad!
Yeah, I don't know. You guys mess that up 19? Every time.
17.
19.
21.
You all appear into Petch's mind palace. First thing you notice is the feeling of soft grass beneath your feet. You all look down as you're wearing cleats.
Huh?
And you look up.
Are your legs again?
You are in the center of a massive arena of cheering Europeans. And running
What's
by
a
you,
European?
Running by you. Wearing a full soccer outfit, Petch is like, come on, guys, I'm dying here!
As he
Petch? Is fighting for his life against a team of quickling soccer players. And we will catch you all next time for a special FIFA edition of Dicey Situations. Next time, keep it dicey!
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.